Bhagavatam Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 7, text 2. Chapter 7, text 2. Not chapter 2, text 2. I heard 7. Translation and commentary by the Sivangra Shiva Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and Ananda Acharya of his scholar. It's a well known verse. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Utasva Kashvalamidam,
Utasva Kashvalamidam,
Vishame Samupasthitam,
Vishame Samupasthitam,
Anaya Tushtam Asvargyam,
Anaya Tushtam Asvargyam,
Akiyati Karamarjuna,
Akiyati Karamarjuna.
Yeah, then read it in Telugu and then you can get a book and read it in English or Flemish or whatever your language is.
సర్వాదం జయ శివదేవరాజ స్వామి శివకుమార్
నరవాది దేవుడైన శ్రీకృష్ణ భగవానుడు పలికెను. హరే
కృష్ణ. ప్రియమైన అర్జున, ఈ కృష్ణ సమయం నందు ఇటు కాలుష్యం నేను ఎక్కడ నుండి దాపరించినది? ఇది జీవితం యొక్క విలువను తెలిసిన మానవులకు అర్హము కానట్టిది. ఇది ఉన్నత లోకములను గాక అపకీర్తిని కలిగించును.
భాష్యం. We are reading from Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita means that which is spoken, or more specifically sung, by Bhagavan. Srila Prabhupada often made the point that Vyasadeva throughout Bhagavad Gita has written Sri Bhagavan Uvacha and not Sri Krishna Uvacha.
వ్యాసదేవుడు భగవద్గీత రూపాలు వారు చెప్తున్నారు. వ్యాసదేవుడు భగవద్గీత మొత్తంలో కూడా భగవాన్ వాచాన్ని చెప్పడం జరిగింది, కానీ శ్రీకృష్ణుల వాచాన్ని చెప్పారు చెప్పారు.
అండ్ ఆబ్వియస్లీ కృష్ణ ఇస్ భగవాన్ అండ్ భగవాన్ ఇస్ కృష్ణ. బట్ ప్రభుపాద్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దట్ వ్యాసదేవ్ హస్ ఆల్వేస్ రిటన్ శ్రీ భగవాన్ వాచ టు మేక్ ఇట్ వెరీ క్లియర్ దట్ who is speaking is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Supreme Authority. So, although this is the second chapter, actually this is the first time that we find the word Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Although some speech of, a few words of Krishna are indirectly introduced in the first chapter, this is the beginning of Krishna's instruction. So, in the purport, Prabhupada has elaborated on the meaning of the word Bhagavan. As Prabhupada explains in his introduction to this Bhagavad Gita as it is, that if we don't accept Krishna as Bhagavan, then there's no real point to study Bhagavad Gita anyway. If we think that Krishna is just some ordinary person, he's a person like me, and therefore my opinion is maybe as good as his or even better. So if we think like that, there's no meaning to study the Bhagavad Gita. When we study Bhagavad Gita, it means we should study it with faith that this is the supreme instruction. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is establishing his position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The whole world is suffering in ignorance because they do not recognize Krishna as the Supreme. And even Arjuna didn't know that Krishna was the Supreme Personality. We find that when Krishna showed his Vishvarupa form to Arjuna, that Arjuna apologized to Krishna, that I would address you, hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey Sakyamuni. I would not recognize you as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Krishna, Arjuna is not recognizing Krishna as the Supreme because of out of pure love, but the conditioned souls don't recognize Krishna as the Supreme because of an opposite attitude, that of envy. So practically the whole Bhagavad Gita is meant to establish this point that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God and every other living being is his eternal servant. And that therefore every living being can be happy only if they surrender to Krishna. It's actually the essence of Bhagavad Gita is extremely simple. There are many topics discussed in Bhagavad Gita. For instance, the position of the demigods, the paths of karma, jnana, yoga, and bhakti, the effects of the three modes of material nature, how this material world is miserable. But all these discussions are just to remove the doubts of the conditioned souls represented by Arjuna, so that they can be fully convinced that my only duty is to surrender to Krishna because he is the Supreme Personality. And that bhakti is the parama upaya, is the topmost method of spiritual realization.
See, bhakti is the atyatma sakshatkaramlo manaku unnatundi parama upaya.
Parama upaya.
Upaya, upaya. Parama upaya. Parama upaya.
So it's only because of lack of this knowledge that everyone in this material world is suffering. So Prabhupada was very strongly stressing this point again and again and again. We have to understand who is Bhagavan? Who is Bhagavan? Do you know? Can you say?
Krishna.
Krishna.
Krishna. Krishna.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes.
You're convinced?
Yes.
No doubt about it?
No doubt.
So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we are all his eternal servants. And there is no question about actual benefit or auspiciousness unless we surrender to Krishna in pure devotional service. We see many people come to Tirupati because they have many manasik chinta, too many problems. So they come to Srinivas and call out, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. So they have a general understanding that we have to approach Govinda. But unfortunately, because in modern Indian society there is no proper teaching about this spiritual knowledge, therefore they don't really understand who Govinda is or what their relationship with him is. It's surprising. People, they will wait sometimes 1 day or 2 days to get a 5-second darshan of the form of Govinda. But if we discuss with them what is their understanding of Govinda, they will say Niraka. Do you know what that means, Niraka? No form. They're waiting for 2 days to see that form, and then they say, actually, there's no form. So actually, their visit to Tirupati Tirumala can only properly make successful if they take Bhagavad Gita as it is. They should take that home and read it and then come back here for more explanation. So actually this temple has got a very important function here. People are coming here to see Bhagavan. But actually we cannot properly see Bhagavan unless we know how to see him. If you see something but you don't properly understand it, then even though you see, you misunderstand. Just like, for instance, someone who doesn't know, he may see a buffalo and he thinks it's a cow. In my country, we don't have buffaloes. It's some advantage over India. So someone coming from my country to this country, if they don't know, if they see a buffalo, they may think it's just another kind of cow. So you see it, but because you're not properly informed, then you misunderstand it. So similarly, we may see the form of Govinda, but unless we get proper information, we won't properly understand who Govinda is. That's why traditionally, why is it that the Brahmanas, they're only worshipping the deity? Because the Brahmana means Brahma Janatiti Brahmana, one who knows what is the absolute truth. So traditionally, the Brahmana, he will show you the form of the Lord by lighting the Kalpuram, and you can see. So you can see the form of the Lord through your eyes. People say, I'm going to Tirumala for darshan of the Lord. But darshan doesn't mean only seeing. Darshan also means philosophical understanding. So we can only properly see the Lord if we hear about him and understand. So Prabhupada's books are giving this knowledge very, very, very clearly. Unfortunately, at the present time, there is much confusion in India, especially over the nature of Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the supremely powerful and beautiful and compassionate person who is completely pure in all respects. Unfortunately, the word Bhagavan is nowadays used for some people who are very impure and very contaminated in their hearts, who may have a tiny little bit of yogic shakti, and who in some cases are not even slightly beautiful, rather the opposite. But because people are extremely foolish, they hear someone calling Bhagavan and they think, oh, Bhagavan. So Prabhupada, as through the Acharya Parampara, is giving actual knowledge. What is the meaning of Bhagavan? If we understand what is the meaning of Bhagavan, then we can never be cheated in the matter of understanding who is Bhagavan. Generally people think, well, if we approach Bhagavan, then we will achieve peace and we will have an auspicious destination after death. But unfortunately, by approaching these cheaters who allow themselves to be called Bhagavan, they will be subjected to severe punishments by Yamaraj. So it is a very unfortunate position that people at the present time find themselves in. So at least the residents of this town, which is the one place in the world where most people come for understanding Bhagavan, at least the people of this town should understand very clearly actually who Bhagavan is. And at least the people of this town should set the best example of Bhagavad Bhakti to all the visitors. In this town at least, all this consumption of alcohol, meat eating, all these things should be banned.
Yeah.
It's part of your job. And I think there must be so much prostitution in the
yeah.
Because it's where there's a floating population. So that should also.
And bad ways like you.
All the bad things. It's another contradictory phenomenon that it's supposed to be a holy place, but all the bad things go on more. So you should protest. All the politicians are coming for votes. You tell them, you make this place actually the proper place for Govinda to stay. Then we'll vote for you. People are coming here because they're feeling so much distress. They're distressed. People are distressed because that's the result of material life. It's simply created. So actually the whole atmosphere here should be just like Vaikuntha. And that is possible when everyone in the town is fully committed to serving Bhagavan. Then when people come, they'll feel automatically the atmosphere is just like Vaikuntha. Just like I think you can feel when you come to this temple, there's a difference to many other temples, isn't it? There are many temples we don't want to criticize, but we're simply stating what we have observed. There are many temples where people come for darshan and go, and it's just a formality. And certainly the Lord who is present there is very inspiring to all the visitors. Certainly the Lord who is present in the temples is very inspiring to all of them. But here in this temple we'll find devotees chanting the holy names of the Lord, very enthusiastically expressing their devotion to Krishna. So this atmosphere of pure devotion is extremely inspiring. That people feel, oh yes, I'd like to be like this also. You'll see all the devotees dancing and chanting here. That is extraordinary. Extraordinary in the sense that ordinary people don't do that. But on the other hand, you can consider that in other ways, the devotees who are dancing and chanting, they are ordinary people. In other words, they come from a similar kind of background to everyone else. So we didn't import them from the moon. We didn't import them from the moon. So they are coming from the same kind of background as you, and they're chanting and dancing and being happy in Krishna Bhakti. Then you can also do it. Simply we have to understand that life is meant for understanding Krishna because he is Bhagavan. And all misconceptions about who is Bhagavan should be cleared away by associating with devotees and studying Prabhupada. Krishna Bhakti is actually very, very easy. But it is completely satisfying to the soul. But we have to take it very seriously. And we have to become free from all different misconceptions about who is Bhagavan and what is the nature of spiritual. So I can simply request the devotees here to go on distributing these books and to study the books also and become fully convinced. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this material world is exactly like a hole into which people pass stool.
Vaikunth.
Whereas the spiritual world with Krishna is simply the place of eternal delight in loving service to Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, like to add something to this?
I was hearing when you were telling us that we should maintain this holy place really holy by prohibiting all the sinful activities. So I was remembering the Kurukshetra is also a similar holy place.
Right, yeah.
And till last year or so, there were prohibitions imposed by the government itself that it should be liquor-free, meat-free place. Now, right on the way to Jyotisa, from this year, after a lot of liquor and slaughter, so we asked, he said the government has lost the case, people have won, so they can do it. The government has prohibited and people went to the court.
Rakshasa government. Rakshasa people. The government made
Rakshasa.
The court has given a verdict in favor of the people, majority of the people want. And that would be the usual court sanction.
Well, Prabhupada said that if we preach to the people, then in the democratic government they'll vote the right kind of leaders. What can we say? Kali Kal. It's very dark. Very bad. Anyway, we have to go on fighting. The battle is lost, but the war is not lost. You can try for that here also.
Yeah.
It's not likely to go because there's money. Money is a
money place.
Yeah. Booze is a big business. So it's difficult, but it's like the Pandavas against the Kauravas. They have Krishna on their side. So from all other points of view, it seemed unlikely that they would win. They were outnumbered, and all the best soldiers were on the Kaurava side. Except one best soldier was Krishna, but he wasn't fighting. But by his blessings, the Pandavas came successful. What to do? We have to go on fighting. There'll never be an end to fighting with man, because that's the material world. But even if you make propaganda like that, then it's good preaching. You can do it through this magazine. We saw that journalist today. You can try like that. Maybe you better finish your temple first. As you say this, you can translate. Jayastu Pandu Bhutranam Yesham Bhakshe Janardhanam. Abha quotes this at the beginning of the Gita. The victory for the Pandavas is assured because Krishna is on their side. Yeah, that's in Gita chapter 1, text 14. What is this? How does the what work on a devotee?
The instincts.
Instincts. What do you mean by instinct? You mean the
the
consciousness from previous life?
Previous life, exactly. When you like to come to know about, you can easily, it's like something like a wireless message you receive it on your telepathy. You can recognize certain things of your opposite person.
Intuition. Intuition means, you want to translate that? Intuition. What's the Sanskrit word for that? You say that in,
like if you follow the Maharaj as language reading, you know, just by seeing the face, you have certain things and you can answer that.
What's the word? How would you say that in Telugu then? Intuition.
Intuition. And then
you
say it in Sanskrit, you can understand. It's definitely better.
Something good or bad is going to happen. Certain times,
intuition.
Come to know, yeah.
Fortune.
Oh, now we're going to something else. Prediction?
Something like that. So many different things.
Translate?
Yeah.
Translated already?
Yes.
Well, what does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita about this?
As you get to pure and
devotion. Krishna says, from me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So knowledge can be in various forms. One is intuition. So Paramatma can inspire us to know certain things, if he wants. There may also be techniques to awaken one's intuitive powers. There may be also techniques to awaken one's intuitive power. But still, ultimately, all abilities come from Krishna. Just like any material ability, the ability to lift heavy weights can be increased by practice. Anything by practice you can improve in. Making chapatis, milking a cow. By practice you become expert. But ultimately that ability comes from Krishna. Just like you may be very good at lifting weights, but then if your arm gets smashed in an accident, then you can't even lift a pin. The next question, how should the devotee get indulged in devotional service? Do you mean get involved?
Because when you say to take, I mean, when you just tell somebody to take a service of a devotional service, I mean, he'll have 2 thoughts in his mind. And how does he, how do you model it? How do you convince him?
It may be different in different cases. Generally, we don't try to convince people fully about devotional service before getting them involved in it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Shatha Vanjan Hoi Bhakti Adhikari Uttam Madhyam Kalishta Shadha Anushari. Uttam Madhyam Kanishta Shadha Anushari. Bhagavan classified as topmost, medium, or beginning type devotee according to the development of one's faith. So, the Kanishta Adhikari or the beginner is not fully convinced. Jaha Kumal Shadha Shai Kanishta Jan. Who has got very weak faith, he's considered a Kanishta Adhikari. But they have some faith. So, we don't have to fully convince people about bhakti to get them involved. But if there's a little bit of faith that, well, maybe there's something good here, then they can start to engage in Krishna. So, actually, the main function of these big temples is to increase people's, to awaken people's faith in bhakti, and then having awakened it, to give them an opportunity to engage in various services. And how do you recognize a true devotee and a what devotee?
That's the same thing.
And one is known according to his symptoms. Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
Then,
what are the preaching activities of the Bhaktivedanta Institute? Well, is there any BI activities here?
No.
In Bombay, I think, practically. On Bombay, on the web, and in America. So you can get on the web and find. And here and there, in different spots.
In Manipur, is there?
In Manipur, and there are a few devotee scientists here and there. Are you a scientist?
Yes, I'm I did my PhD and I'm a lecturer in quantitative industry.
I see. In which subject?
Anthropology.
Oh, anthropology. That's a big joke. That's a big nonsense subject. It's all based on Darwin's theory, which is complete nonsense. Why don't you teach that Darwin's theory is nonsense and you don't have a job? They have funny theories that at a certain point in time, the monkeys, they were developing and they're getting bigger, and then they became too big to jump in the trees, so they had to come down to the ground. And then they had to reach up to the, because the fruits are all up there, so they had to reach up, and then they started standing on 2 legs, and it's all a complete speculation. There's no proof, but it's just absolutely bizarre. It's all based on the idea that we're descended from monkeys, which is just a complete guess. It's a completely opposite to the description in Shastra that actually all species, aham bija pradapita, all species of life are coming from Krishna. So this whole theory is invented just because people don't want to accept that they're created by God. All different species are created by Him. Did you read that book, Life Comes from Life?
Yeah, okay, that's good.
So you got it, basically, there, that you're teaching a lie.
మహారాజు చెప్తున్నారు యాంత్రపాలజీ అంటే మానవుడు ఎట్లా ఆవిర్భవించాడు అనేటువంటి శాస్త్రం అన్నారు. సో అదంతా కూడా బోగస్సు
బోగుడు ఎగ్జామ్ బోగసు The Hidden History of the Human Race?
Yes.
You love that book?
Yes. That's good.
Are you in touch with this Gandhi devotees? Yes. Where?
Yes.
Coming here, from Gandhi. Regularly?
Yes.
The past time I've
studied. Oh, you were here before?
Yes. I am from Gandhi.
Yes.
Like that.
Well, if you want to reach.
Shobha says, Jarin's grandfather must be monkey, but not my grandfather. My grandfather is civilized person.
Yeah, you see, any Brahmin comes, especially, they'll give their whole family, coming from Vishishta or Gautam. Yeah. Your forefathers are rishis, and your grandfather is a monkey. Kashyap. Now, you can invite our devotees there to do some preaching.
So many devotees, but they are not our devotees. We don't have any cell there. And there is a 5,000 honors between other species.
Yeah. But they are all. But anyway, we can go and preach there. We can send out our devotees. They can go from. We have that bus, they can go from Ceylon to Bundy.
Yeah.
They can go, they can give them a good blast. All the anthropologists. You want some of our devotees to come and do some preaching there? You can organize some programs? Okay, I'll give you an address. We have a whole group of devotees there in Ceylon, mostly Westerners, and they like to preach like this. They don't like all the sentimental stuff. They like to preach against all the bogus things. That's their speciality. So they'll be happy. They'll be like, I'm a sort of finding some mountains. They like something to fight with.
And our industry is a budding industry, just started. Hopefully, it will grow. Our business is very good. If you can come and expand our things, you can introduce in the industry as soon as
Yeah, I don't think any of them have any. You don't have a degree or something to teach. They don't have degrees. They got Bhakti Shastra. It's better than any degree, but they don't recognize that. All right, I'll give you an email address. You can contact them. They'll be free from about mid-January, something like that. They can go. They're thinking where to go next for travel and Sankirtan, so they can go there. It's all Tamil speaking.